It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, if you did not get a chance to see it Tuesday night, the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, Camp Howard, hosted its Champions of Faith dinner online. The virtual event highlighted the wonderful programs CYO offers, along with some inspiring videos and surprise guests. You were even led on an excellent tour of the Camp Howard. Here's a hint, try the cheesy rolls. Leading the tour was CYO Executive Director, Sister Krista von Borstel. And Sister Krista joins us this morning. Good morning, Sister Krista, and I hope you saved me a cheesy roll.
I did, Dave. That was quite an evening. I just can't believe it. It was so much fun.
Well, I sat down and watched it, my wife and I, and we just so much enjoyed it, just to see all of the support. You started out the video just kind of highlighting all of the different people who have supported, sponsors, and the group there at the beginning, and then you went into the videos, and you had a host there. She did a wonderful job, and you showed videos. You did a great tour of Camp Howard. That was really nice.
Thank you. You know, I thought it was a great opportunity to show off what the donors have helped us with, and what a perfect opportunity to do that, you know, virtually like that. So I was very pleased.
Yeah, you know, and walking around the camp, and I had kind of forgotten, too, all the construction that you've done. And I'm telling you what, that the new construction there, it is beautiful.
It really is. It's going to take us into the next 100 years for sure. So I'm just very happy, and I'll tell you, it just goes beyond words and straight to the heart what our donors have done to make these great things happen up at Camp Howard and in CYO Sports.
Well, it was kind of fun, too, in watching the show on Tuesday night and watching the donations come in, and it just continued to grow and to grow and to grow. Because when you start out, you never quite know where you're going to end up, and then all of a sudden, you just blew it out of the water. It was amazing.
You know, we just didn't know what to expect. We've never done anything like that before, you know. Some groups were on their second round, but that was our first round with a virtual fundraiser like that. And, you know, we just have so many fantastic supporters, and they really helped us out. But I just couldn't have been more excited. And we set a new record for, you know, with our 10th anniversary event. To surpass $500,000 was just really an amazing thing.
Yeah, what did the final number end up? And by the way, folks, you can still make a pledge and a gift. So even though the night quote is over, you can still do that. But what were the dollar figures at the end of the night?
We're at $524,860.
Mm.
And donations are still coming in. I just bless everyone's hearts for their goodness. It's amazing.
Well, and you know, you think about too, Sister Krista, you think about the pandemic and what it did to the CYO programs, and you just didn't know what was going to happen. And of course, still dealing with it now to a certain extent, but then to see support that comes through, what that says to me is that people really see the value and know the value of the Catholic Youth Organization and what it means to kids.
I do believe that's true, Dave. And I think, you know, people like to put their money where they believe it's going to make a difference. And I think that CYO Camp Howard has a track record of, you know, making every dollar count for the good of the kids. And last year, we went to the donors and asked if we could use the money that they had donated for greatest need, because, you know, we had no money coming in, but we still had expenses. So it really depleted our scholarship funds. So it's exciting that, you know, half of the money that comes in this fundraiser goes to scholarships for sports and camp. And, you know, I feel really good now about where we are in our ability to take care of kids. And I credit all of our donors with that.
Mm. Sister Krista von Borstel, the executive director of CYO Camp Howard, talking about Tuesday night's virtual Champions of Faith dinner that just was a wonderful event and just generated so much support. And as I mentioned too, Sister Krista, so some surprise guests on the production, and that was fun to see. First and foremost, Archbishop Sample.
Archbishop Sample did a wonderful job. He's been such a good friend to us through the years, and he really, you know, is a good speaker and really has his heart in CYO and Camp Howard. And I'm grateful to him for his ongoing support. He really makes a difference.
And then how about the great coach Lou Holtz being there?
You know, we had some wonderful individuals helping us out with matches. And Lou Holtz did two little cameo appearances. People absolutely loved his messages. We're so blessed to have him as a friend. And, you know, we've been trying to get him here live as our guest speaker, but the pandemic sort of put that on hold. So we've become friends with Lou Holtz over this. We were really blessed when he was willing to make a couple of videos for us to help us. And I just think he's such a sincere person. I'm also grateful to Joe Weston, who's been a friend for 25 years. And, you know, he always comes through with a match for us, as he does with many Catholic school organizations. So he helped us out with an $85,000 match. Lou Holtz, of course, helped us out with $100,000, which was just remarkable. And then our friend Gary Epping with a $50,000 match challenge. So that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that was one of the wonderful things to see throughout the course of the show Tuesday night. Were some of the names and faces that are so wonderful to the Catholic community with so many organizations, and then to see them too Tuesday evening with their support of the Catholic Youth Organization. By the way, I wanted to go back to Lou Holtz. God willing, he's going to be the guest live and in person for next year's Champions of Faith dinner, October 18th. So we can write that on our advanced calendar.
Yes, we're very, very fortunate that, you know, he told me that he was willing. He said he's committed to us. Whenever we can have the dinner live, he will be here, God willing.
Wonderful.
And then another wonderful thing that happened was Pat and Cindy Ferguson made a $25,000 gift in memory of Wally Shepherd, the great recently deceased teacher, educator, friend, and athletic director, CYO athletic director at All Saints for many years. I'm not sure. I want to put a number there, but I'm not sure how many years it was. But, you know, he was just a legend at All Saints. And so the Fergusons wanted to memorialize him with a gift. And I also have to mention Holy Trinity Catholic Church, because they also came through with a $25,000 gift. And they have been such a good friend to us for the past several years. It's amazing what Holy Trinity Catholic Church has done for CYO Camp Howard.
That's just wonderful. Sister Krista von Borstel, CYO Executive Director, Camp Howard, as they had just a fantastic event Tuesday evening online with their Champions of Faith dinner. Well, as we wrap it up this morning, Sister Krista, just want to remind folks they can still give, correct?
That's right.
So just go to the website, cyocamphoward.org?
Yes, and we would love it. We're just very grateful, and we're happy to just let people know that every dollar they give will go 100% of the money that people give to Champions of Faith, 100% goes to the programs. And our auditor, Gary McGee, backs that up, because he checks that out every year, and he's happy to report to the board that 100% of the dollars raised at Champions of Faith goes to the programs.
That is just fantastic. Well, Sister Krista, congratulations on a wonderful evening, and we just are so excited for CYO and getting back to normal, hopefully, here with all of the programs. So we'll look forward to that.
Dave, thank you, and Modern Day, for the opportunity to share the good news. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, God bless. Have a great week.
And you too. Bye-bye.